I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on Los Angeles County's efforts to save its ailing emergency rooms and public health clinics. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Los Angeles County health officials are trying to come up with a plan to prevent the closure of more emergency rooms and keep their public clinics running. Since 2003, the county has lost 5 private emergency departments and 1 public hospital because of underfunding, overcrowding, and care delivery problems. In mid-February, state inspectors cited Harbor UCLA Medical Center, one of the main public emergency rooms serving South Los Angeles. They found patients were waiting far too long to be triaged and, in some cases, too long to be reevaluated after being initially triaged. The citation ordered the county health department to step in to correct the problems. Bruce Chernoff, director of the L.A. County Department of Health Services, came up with an immediate plan to keep the hospital from losing its state certification.
We added additional nursing staff so there are more individuals to complete initial triage. We put a full-time physician out in the triage area, which is an uncommon thing for emergency rooms to do, but provides a higher level of service. We are adding additional triage space so that there are more places to evaluate people. And that helps to address the front-end issues, folks coming in for care.
The county also placed permanent emergency medical staff in the ER to transfer patients with less urgent medical needs to other facilities. Harbor UCLA's crisis comes in the form of thousands of extra patients who would have gone to one of 6 other South Los Angeles hospitals that have closed in the past 5 years. Jim Lott, executive vice president of the Hospital Association of Southern California, explains why those facilities disappeared.
This is a highly economically depressed area. You don't have a whole lot of commercially insured patients there, so the doctors and hospitals treat a lot of low-paying Medi-Cal and indigent patients. In most instances, most indigent patients don't pay at all. So the losses that these hospitals were experiencing were not sustainable over time. And so they needed to rethink their mission, and they either closed their emergency rooms or they closed their doors altogether.
That sent about 100,000 patients a year looking for an emergency room. One of the ways remaining hospitals were dealing with the overflow was to redirect ambulances to other facilities in the area. But Lott says it's just not reasonable or practicable for hospitals to turn patients away.
What happens is the patients show up whether you have room for them or not. You can't shut the door. All we can do is divert ambulances for a closed period of time, in a short period of time. We can do that when we're overcrowded, but you can't stop the patient who drives or walks in. You can't put a lock on the door. And so most of our patients are walk-in or drive-in. So the situation of overcrowdedness is not something that can be regulated by the hospital.
There have been alarming reports of patients who showed up at ERs dying without being treated. Lott thinks the situation has reached a crisis point and that hospitals in L.A.'s low-income areas are on the verge of collapse.
The only thing that really will solve this problem today is huge grants coming from the federal government for the development of additional infrastructure. That would be hospital infrastructure, mainly emergency room and appropriate beds, and outpatient clinic and urgent care center capacity. That needs to be supported and motivated by grants from the federal government.
But that's unlikely under the current budget crisis in Washington. The Bush administration has proposed Medicare, Medicaid cuts that would strip nearly $9 billion from California hospitals over the next 5 years. $2 billion of that would come out of federal subsidies to hospitals like Harbor UCLA, which get higher reimbursements for seeing a disproportionate number of low-income and indigent patients. County Health Director Bruce Chernoff has proposed a plan to form more public-private partnerships, known as PPPs, to help reopen at least one hospital which closed in the past 2 years. He's also asked the L.A. County Board of Supervisors to consider privatizing 11 community health centers to make up for a $200 to $300 million budget shortfall in the next fiscal year.
We're taking our comprehensive health centers, which are very large health centers that beyond doing primary care do a very significant amount of specialty care and urgent care, we're remissioning those, we were proposing to remission those comprehensive health centers to just do specialty care and urgent care. and that 11 of our 12 health centers that do only primary care, that those 11 health centers would become privatized, closed as county clinics, but then reopened as privately run community clinics.
Chernoff says one of the keys to keeping ERs moving is maintaining alternatives for patients with colds, minor injuries, and less urgent medical problems. Los Angeles already works with about 100 nonprofit community partners that are running clinics across the county. In the meantime, Chernoff has asked county hospitals to trim $60 million in spending and says he plans to cut $20 million from the county's own administrative costs. The Board of Supervisors has shelved any decision on the future of the county clinics for the moment, but supervisors have said they're adamant they won't be simply closed without a replacement. They're hiring a group of independent experts to look at the effect of getting the county out of the primary care business. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.